Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I love the gospel because it has the best news we can ever hear. God knows that we are unable to save ourselves, and because of his deep and amazing love toward us, he offers us salvation as a gift. We read in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, this beautiful promise, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah! Not by works, so that no one can boast. My friends, realizing that we are desperately in need of God's grace humbles us. We need his mercy and we need his grace to be saved. And after we receive God's grace, we are lifted up and our head lifted up. I remember when I was a child, I would occasionally get into trouble. My father owned the building where we lived in Egypt. His legal practice was on the ground floor. While we resided upstairs, many times I invited my friends over to play soccer in the hallway on the ground floor, where his legal firm is. On one occasion, our ball broke a light bulb. Another time, it hit one of my father's clients, rich client. Sometimes the ball would even hit the glass door of my father's office. These disturbances, along with the joyful yelling and the screaming, often interrupted his business conversations. When my father finished his work and entered our home, I make sure that I go home before him and tried to pretend like I fell asleep already. But he gave me that certain look that told me I was in trouble. I would run to my mother crying, I remember. I would hide behind her, trusting that because of her, I would be safe and forgiven. Although he was angry, many times he would see my mother's beautiful face, whom he loved, and my repentance heart, and let me go unpunished. Other times, my mother would gather me in her arms and shield me with her body. He insists on punishing me. His belt fell on my mother's instead of me. This memory always reminds me of when I ran to Jesus in February 17, 1976, I will never forget that day. And when I put my trust in him, I experienced God's forgiveness for my sins. Jesus covered me with his righteousness, shielding me from punishment. I remember a story I read in the Bible. Apostles Peter and John met a beggar who wanted some financial assistance. Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but what I have, I will give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." The man immediately healed and he began to walk and jump up and down. Peter began to preach about Jesus Christ and about the resurrection of Jesus. Peter and John, along with the lame man now walking, were arrested and placed in prison overnight. And in the morning, they stood before the religious Jewish leaders, Council of Jerusalem, They asked them, by what power or by what name have you done this? Peter, with great boldness, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, answered, know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. You can read this in Acts 4. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Salvation is found in no one else. No other person, my friends, except Jesus Christ, who is divinely appointed to save us from paying the penalty for our sins. No other means ever devised by God for your salvation. Salvation also may include deliverance from any evil that can happen to your body or your mind or any danger, but primarily deliverance of our souls from sin. Salvation, my friend, to set us free from the power of sin, from the influence of sin on your life. The man was healed by the power of Jesus. Is a sign that people can be saved from death and hell through Jesus' power. Jesus alone. My friends, the Quran recorded, say, Muhammad, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to a good conduct. Surah 72. Another one, say, I am but a man like yourself. Muhammad never claimed to be your savior. Surah 18. In Surah 46, say, Muhammad, I am not something original among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. My friends, religions, rituals, traditions, following rules and law will not save you. Only Jesus can save you. Jesus made this exclusive claim, my friends. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14. Christ purchased our salvation by his death. And since he was God manifest in human flesh, his suffering had an infinite value. He was also perfect human. He took our place and endured our punishment. In Christ, my friend, God is the just and the justifier of all who believe in what he accomplished through Jesus. This is God. My friend, if you want to be saved, all you need to do is to repent. Tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to violate your will anymore and my conscience. And I want to put my faith in Jesus. That's all you need to do. Because we are sinners. We made many mistakes. We cannot determine the way we can be saved. We throw ourselves at the mercy of God and we accept what God decided for our salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God appointed Jesus to be your Savior. Why don't you accept him right now, my friend? Why don't you put your faith in him like I did, and I experience his forgiveness and his peace, and I experience the favor of God? Please, please, please repeat this prayer after me. If God spoke to you through his word and you mean it from your heart, God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy manifested through sending Jesus Christ to suffer and die to pay the penalty for my sins, the penalty that I should have paid. Jesus, I receive you in my heart. I put my faith in you that you are my Savior. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you pray this prayer, please contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and encourage you and celebrate with you. The rest of my audience, pray that God will use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy His love and salvation and spend eternity with Him. God's peace and grace with you. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558. Or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.